My name is Bobby Thompson. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm a banjo player, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the five-string banjo. The banjo is a native instrument of America and originated in the southern part of the country, and there are two basic types of banjos. One is the tenor banjo, which is a four-string instrument, and it is used mostly as a rhythm instrument with the Dixieland type of music. And the other is the five-string banjo, which is used mostly in the country and western and bluegrass types of music. A short description of the instrument. It is a fretted string instrument. The body of the banjo is shaped like a drum with a wooden rim. And originally they used a skin head, but now mostly they're using plastic heads, which is stretched over the rim with a set of brackets to adjust the tightness of the head. And this also controls a lot of the tone of the instrument. And of course, a wooden bridge is set upon the head, and the strings are stretched across the bridge. And steel strings are used on the banjo, and there are several tunings that are used on the instrument, but the most common being tuned to an open G chord, with the first string being tuned to a D. Second string to a B, third string G, fourth string D, and the fifth string a high G. Fifth string is shorter than the other four, with a tuning peg mounted in the side of the neck, and it is 5 frets shorter than the other four strings. The original or old-time music that was played on the banjo. This style originated in the southeastern part of the United States, in the Carolinas and Tennessee and Virginia. It's commonly called the clawhammer or drop thumb style, and it is kind of a half strum and a half picking type rhythmic feel that they get with this style. And a little sample of this. I'm not too hot at it, but I'll try it. It's something like this. This later evolved into a more of a picking style using the thumb and three fingers, which is basically the same type of feel, but using the fingers instead of the strum. And it sounds basically something like this. Several people picked up on this style and carried it even further. They started the use of wearing picks on their fingers. They get a cleaner and brighter sound from the instrument. And they developed their finger rolling and to what became a very driving rhythmic sound along with the melody line. And their music sounded something like this. Several people, along with myself, after learning this style, decided that there should be some more interesting, exciting things to do with the instrument.